Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have a lot to break down and no time to waste, because I have this unshakable feeling over the past few months that everybody orbiting Donald Trump is perpetually on the verge of some sort of mental health break. I mean, you look at Pete Hegseth when he gets in front of a camera. He's always half shouting and sweating his ass off. Mike Waltz just got ejected from his seat. Even the president himself makes posts that read like he's in the middle of a manic episode. I'm not saying that to be edgy. Like, this post genuinely reads like there is something wrong with the president, and you have to be able to admit that. Elon Musk is currently melting down on his own app because his own company is looking for a formal way to remove him as the CEO and replace him. So all of this loops together to paint a picture of an administration that is kind of on fire. I'm not even going to mention the tariffs or Signalgate. That is all for another video. I mainly want to talk about what the admin members have been doing over the past 24 hours to paint a pretty scary picture. Before we jump in with Elon Musk, let's read this middle-of-the-night post from Trump. Now, don't worry. I respect you guys too much to read this whole post. I would never do that to you. But let's read a few key portions that really show how the president's losing his damn mind. So he said, "The Democrats are really out of control. They have lost everything, especially their minds. These radical left lunatics are into the impeachment thing again." All right. First of all, can I just point out the fact that Trump has mentioned Biden 600 times in his first 100 days. ABC did a study, and apparently Biden only mentioned Trump less than 30 times in his first 100 days. So every single time Trump pivots to the Democrats, he's trying to distract. He then just rants about inflation, which is going to be caused by him because of his tariffs, Russia, Ukraine. Like, do you see this sentence that I'm reading right here? He says Russia three times and Ukraine three times. This dude is losing his damn mind. But let's scroll all the way down to the end, because this is what I found truly concerning. He then mentions Adam Schiff and says, "Adam Schiff demanded a pardon." Not true. "They had to use the power of the auto pen and a full pardon for him and the unselect committee to save them from expulsion and probably worse." This part is insane. He's essentially calling to expel members of the opposing party, or implying that members of Congress who are elected by the people, by their constituents, are just subject to removal because of personal vendettas. It's kind of wild, and it's a fever dream that Trump keeps pushing, where due process is gone for enemies. Due process is gone for everybody he hates. Just what an insane, insane post, all made worse by the fact that his buddy Elon Musk then continues the meltdown a little bit later. Now, Elon got worked up and began to melt down because of reports that top Tesla executives were looking to replace him. This article says, "Tesla board opened search for a CEO to succeed Elon Musk. With profits and the stock price sinking, board members told Musk he needed to spend more time at the company," which only makes sense. I mean, if you're a board member, you have a fiduciary duty to make sure the company is operating and not being tanked by one person. I don't blame the board members for coming together and trying to oust Elon Musk. Not just because I hate Elon Musk, but also it's kind of their job as the board members to keep the company afloat. This says, "About a month ago, with Tesla's stock sinking and some investors irritated about Elon Musk's White House focus, Tesla's board got serious about looking for Musk's successor. Board members reached out to several executive search firms to work on a formal process for finding Tesla's next chief executive, according to some people familiar with the discussions. Tensions had been mounting at the company. Sales and profits were deteriorating rapidly, and Musk was spending much of his time in Washington. Around that time, Tesla's board met with Musk for an update. Board members told him he needed to spend more time on Tesla, according to people familiar with the meeting, and he needed to say so publicly to restore faith in investors," is what they're saying. Musk didn't push back, but Tesla has been on a losing streak in the months since Musk, its chief executive, began spending much of his time helping Trump. And I mean, I don't blame the board for trying to push back when Musk is doing stuff like this on Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, generally, these programs, these grants are going to be like along the lines of save the baby pandas. And it's like, well, of course, who wouldn't want to save the baby pandas? And you know, in some cases, they've got a show panda, which they will trot out for special occasions. In a lot of cases, they don't even have a show panda.
No panda.
There's not even one panda. Because we asked for pictures. And
okay, I'm going to try to say this carefully because Elon Musk is inversing reality in a very, very dangerous way. He's claiming that Democrats have to rely on manufacturing evidence to make an appeal to emotion. He's saying that we'll be like, save the panda, when there's actually no panda to save, when that is exactly what Doge has done. In the vast majority of cases, Doge does not provide any sort of information, any sort of external verification of any of their findings, but they make these insane appeals to wokeness. It's not even an appeal to an emotion. It's an appeal to anti-wokeness, let's call it. They'll be like, did you hear? There are DEI dance classes in Mumbai. They'll literally just throw a dart at a woke board and be like, did you hear that there's black trans swimmers over in, I don't know, South America? And then Republicans will go, oh my God, oh my God. That is literally the definition of manufacturing evidence to appeal to emotion. Now, we're saying, hey, there are long-term effects to cutting research funding, even across the globe, even if you don't see in your day-to-day life how us funding research for viruses in South America or South Africa could affect us. They do. It helps us in the long term. Elon Musk is completely inverting reality, as always. And when this dude is so detached from reality, it's no wonder Tesla executives want him out. So after this Wall Street Journal article posted, this article is from the Wall Street Journal, Elon then posts on Twitter, it is an extremely bad breach of ethics that the Wall Street Journal would publish a deliberately false article and fail to include an unequivocal denial beforehand by the Tesla board of directors. Now, the thing is, the Wall Street Journal had in their article the fact that nobody at Tesla responded for a comment. And then afterwards, they updated and said Tesla denied it. So Elon Musk is lying here already. But when he says that Wall Street Journal is posting a deliberately false article, wow, could you imagine deliberately posting falsehoods online? Could you imagine using your platform or your app to post falsehoods to millions of people? Elon Musk would never. And obviously, if the Wall Street Journal were lying, I would call them out for it. But the Wall Street Journal seems to have verifiably talked to multiple anonymous sources within Tesla that backed all of this up. And the person that's opposing those multiple anonymous sources is just Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the sole man who's refuting the story. And I'm going to go ahead and trust the multiple sources within Tesla over Elon Musk, whose feed is just a bombardment of lies and slop and misinformation and conspiracy theories. So I feel like what we're witnessing from Trump and Musk isn't the end of the admin. The admin is still beginning. I'm not going to say the walls are closing in or whatever, but I do think that both of their crisis management skills are pretty poor. We really see it with Trump. We saw it during COVID. We saw it after the election, after he lost it. We saw it even when that plane crashed over the Potomac a few months back and he came out and blamed it on DEI. This dude's crisis management skills are abysmal, and right now there are multiple five-alarm fires. Supply chains are about to be heavily disrupted once the tariffs take effect in just a week or so. After that, he has to deal with the SignalGate fallout because he's currently shifting around Mike Walls and Marco Rubio. I'll make a video on that. There are multiple five-alarm fires going on with deportations, with El Salvador, that Trump just doesn't know how to put out. He's not smart enough. I'll leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe. I love all of you, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.